Hello and welcome to Jordan Uncensored Podcast, the only podcast where I'm allowed to swear. When you're listening to this, I don't know what date it'll be. Hopefully it'll be either tomorrow, the 28th, or the 27th, which is if you want, we're all done for it. So I have a podcast lined up. If you want, we're all done for it. That's happening. I just said that. So I want to tell you what I got for Christmas 2022. But first, I want to talk about something else, which I've just thought about because I'm live right now on Twitter. And I normally be YouTube, but it's on Twitter today because, yeah, why not? It's on Twitter because YouTube doesn't let me go live anymore. Anyway, I made a new channel. Anyway, I'm trying to bring this close so I don't have to like hunch over as much. I was about how weird Spotify is. And I use KFC. Ooh. So what's it called? What's it saying? So my Spotify is weird. So my account, it'll say my email, because all my account is on my email. And on me, wait, I'm just moving this so that it's higher up. So on my TV, it's my email that uses Spotify. And when I try and log into my Spotify, I don't know if this is fixed or not, I haven't tried in a while. If I try and log into my Spotify from my email, it won't work. Because it'll say there's no account, and then if I go on, it'll say, if I could stand up and say, oh, there is an account, then yeah, vice versa. So, I want to tell you everything I got for Christmas 2022. The last episode that came out on Christmas Eve, I talked about what I... Oh, what's this? Something's just come up. It wants me to... register my laptop. I'll do that after this episode. I want to talk about this as well. But yeah, so it's just weird. It was weird. But I'm going to tell you everything I got for Christmas after I tell you this. My laptop came with a book. It came with a mouse and everything, which I need to plug in the mouse to make a computer for this podcast. It came with a book, and I read the book, and I was like, what's this book for? Because at first I read it, and I was like, what is this? It's a passport. I'm going to show this to the camera. It's a passport for my computer. It's got international traveler's warranty. So if I travel to a different country and break my laptop, it has warranty there. Also, and it tells me everything about it. So it says... The owner's name, my name, the company name, there's none, it says my address, it says my phone number, it says the date of purchase, which was unknown, so I put that as unknown. The country of purchase, it asks for the serial number, but I haven't put it in yet. The model, which I've put in model, the name of dealer, and my signature, and its repair history goes in here as well, so I don't know if it means date or what got fixed, so we'll have to find that later. Yeah, let's talk about what I got for Christmas 2022. Let me go through my PowerPoint now. If you watch this on Twitter, if you watch the live, you can also go rewatch the live. I have a slide behind me, this thing on the screen. It's everything that I'm going to talk about. Well, not everything, but most things I'm going to talk about are going to show up on the screen behind me. So let's get into it. Number one, this is everything I got for Christmas 2022. So number one. My laptop. I love how you can't read the text, you can only see the computer. So in half of these, you can be able to even see what's on it. I'll try and make the text bigger. I didn't talk about the description. I wrote down a description about each item. There I go. So Acer Aspire 3 bundle with mouse and laptop bag. It includes a Microsoft 365 personal 1 month. I feel like this sounds like a Spotify. Not Spotify. It sounds like an ad, but it's not. Anyway, number two. Xbox Series XS with 1 month Game Pass. I love. So this is one thing. What the things I got. I'll talk about this at the end of this little segment here, actually. But I love the look of the Xbox Series S. Like, where the top of it does it just like a black circle. And on the controller, does like the Joy-Cons are like... The Joy-Con is the thing, isn't it? But like the little things, the thumbsticks, I think they're called. they are black as well. I'll talk about this after I show you the next thing, Grace. The Oculus Quest 2. So it came, the Meta Quest 2 or whatever, it came with Beat Saber. I absolutely love that. And yesterday, I haven't got this in the slide, yesterday, as like a Christmas present, like an extra one, my granddad got me Drop Simulator. My mum was going to get me, but then I asked my granddad and he said like, he would get me. So I got Beat Saber. And then, coming up at number 4, Link's gift set with drawstring bag and socks. I have this behind me. You can't even see it. You can't even see my wall of presents. But I have the Link's gift set, and it comes with socks and a drawstring bag. I'll show the drawstring bag because it's in the end. It's like a TikTok shop. Bring that to the TikTok shop lives. It's like that. This is the drawstring bag. It looks really cool. You can't even, if you watch them, you can see it. If not, then maybe watch the replay. You're 6 minutes in, so that's longer on the Twitter thing because it was longer on the Twitter thing, yeah. Wait, next, this is what really got me. So it's a Ted Baker bath and body drawer. I kind of think I'm allergic to it because I have just used it, and I have really sensitive skin. So the next thing is what my nan got me, and that was sensitive. So I think I'm allergic to it because I feel like this about every time I try out new things. I feel like my skin's flaking, but it's not. Like, oh, like going, it's tight, but it's not. I just get really anxious when I'm using new things. Anyway, next. This is Nivea Men. You can't even see it on the screen. I wish I'd like done like a dark mode PowerPoint, not a light mode, so you can actually read it and everything. This is a Nivea Men the Full Wax. I'll show it to the screen because it's behind me. And then the next thing is also behind me as well. I have everything behind me except for the Ted Baker thing, because that's next to the camera. Look, I just got a waft of heat to my Xbox, because it's also down behind me, because it's on the floor behind me. But like, standing up on its side, because it was always... Wait, can you see if I'm really ever... What I mean? Yeah, that way thing, that's it. This is the thing. That's that. Yeah, my nan got me that. And it has a roll on deodorant, which I just reminded myself on Twitter. You watched the Twitter one. To put deodorants on. I have a roll on deodorants. I love roll ons. I absolutely love roll ons. So, yeah. So, we're going to talk about the next thing. So, the next thing is Shaky Sketch. And my description for this is no comment, but it looks fun. I tested this yesterday in my nan's as well. I tested this product in my nan's. Not my one. Me brother's fiance's kids also got one of these. Where's me? Off my nan. I got mine off my nan as well. But that was there when I got it, so I knew I got it. This is it. Yeah? The KFC had no gravy. This is it. The pen vibrates. And it makes your drawings really good, so I will be using that for every drawing. Even if I'm not playing the game, I will use that for literally every drawing because it looks so good. Like, I wrote my name and it looked amazing. Right, this is number 8 coming next. A Kodak Printomatic. Oh, I wrote a description about how it broke, and then now I've written, and then I have another slide where it's about how it broke and what's happening. But I'll read both. So, this is a Kodak Printomatic. I gave it to my nephew and it started flashing red, and I thought it was dad race. And it won't work properly now. Like, it won't print. If it does, if it, like, everything gets stuck, it, like, jammed in it, and if it does print, nothing prints on it, like, it's just a white, it just comes out clean. So, I'm pissed off about it now, but I loved it so much. Number 9, we actually see this, it's the Apple Watch SE 2022, where did I put that? It's there. Wait, hold on, I need to put it on for this description to be accurate, because I wrote this last night. So, Apple Watch SE 2022. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I'm wearing it right now. That's my description of that. And I'm just tightening it on me. The next thing says behind me. Mm-hmm. It's Try Mackie's. Try Mackie's. Just try it anyway. All right. So, the Apple Watch. So, yeah, I've already read that one. Number 10. I love this so much. So on the 23rd of December, my friend Sadie brought me a Nibula salted caramel chocolate box. I absolutely love it. My description for it is Nibula S/C box salted caramel. Absolutely love it. Sadie gave it to me. Hashtag absolute bestie. Inside of it has caramel popcorn. It has loads of caramel chocolates. It has a Lindor. It has some Lindor things. It's got Tony's chocolate, which are really, really popular on TikTok. And then this little, I don't know what that is because I can't see it on here. Wait, so let me just look really closely and glare at my screen a sec. I don't know. Right. I'm gonna put this 12 slides in. So this image is not available because I couldn't find an image of these, but I do have them next to me, so I will show the camera. These are wireless headphones, so they're comfortable in ear with stereo sounds and clear call. In an amazing chart, I only just wrote this into selling part a sponsor. With stereo sounds and clear call, an amazing sleek charging case that works with iOS, Android, and Windows devices. So this is the box I'm showing. It's USB-C charging as well. And yeah, the charger's already out because I was using it on my Oculus last night because the plug me plug's getting used for my phone charger. And I had to move my Apple Watch charger and use the old Apple Watch charger, which didn't charge my Apple Watch all the way for some reason. And I have a USB-C thing on my laptop. Anyway, back to the screen. So I don't know what I'm supposed to stop at here, but what was I supposed to stop at the end? What did I say I'll stop at the end? Oh yeah. Okay, so this is my shower thoughts, which you can't even read. I was gonna make it so you could read it. I feel like I should just leave this. I'll pause it on this screen if I can. Wait, hold on. If I pause it, does it stay on that screen? Pause. Oh, it's pausing stopwatch thing. Well, that's a bit annoying. Oh yeah, I can just go off present. I can just close my presenter view on my screen and then just open the actual PowerPoint. Because I can, if you don't know, if you have presenter view on your PC or anything, you can go and see. This is what teachers do in my school. If anyone's in my school, they use presenter view. But then you're on their screen, they have the actual PowerPoint open, and every time they need to switch screen, they go back on presenter view. Every time, like, yeah. But here's my thing. If you stay open the actual PowerPoint on another slide, another tab even, like even it does that because it's that, and then open it on your actual screen and have it in extend and have the PowerPoint on the have the PowerPoint on your second screen and have the actual screen on your main screen. You can wait if the slides on the screen, like for me the Jordan's Mother podcast is on there, I can edit that and it'll lively change it on the presenter view. Anyway, so this is my shower thoughts. This is the weirdest shower thoughts ever. But why don't we use shampoo in our hair? Why don't we also use it on our body hairs like legs, armpits, etc.? Because you use shampoo in your hair. I literally just got a shower right before this. And I thought this in the shower. Why don't you use shampoo on your body hairs, like on your armpits and your things? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you use body wash, you don't use shampoo. So, why is that? Anyway, next thing, because I feel like I'm getting talking too much about the hair. So anyway, this is the camera. This is the thing I want to say about the camera as well. So basically, the camera got broke. It came faulty, and chooses when it wants to work. It's behind me, isn't it?
Yeah, it's behind me.
I'm showing the live the camera. This is the camera. I don't know if my phone can hear me. Can you hear me? I'll have to find out. But anyway, that's the camera. When you shake it, it's got the sound of what's broken. Oh, that's the paper inside of it rustling around. But there's also like a little noise of the stuff inside moving. You know, like the thing, like a screw's flying around the inside. Anyway, so it chose when it wants it to work. I have another one on its way. I have to send this one back as well. It should come tomorrow for me, which is the 20th of December. And I'll update you all if it works on TikTok, which is JordanMPH123. And this is another segment. I'm sad because Christmas is over. So, on Christmas Day, here's my story. I taken down my Christmas tree in my bedroom. And so now I'm upset because I had an amazing Christmas. I got everything I asked for and more. I'm just sad because my Christmas tree is now in a box under my bed. I can literally look at it in the box under my bed. And how come? I've always put the Christmas tree up different. But if I look at the Christmas tree on the box, it looks so nice. And it's how I took when I put up the tree, if you watched, that the branches were different, and then when I took down the tree, the branches were different to that. Like that, I started learning how to do the one on the box. So now every Christmas tree looks like that. Anyway, it's the last slide. That was the last slide I wrote on it. So I'm probably gonna go and wait for food. I'm gonna go play Job Simulator on my Oculus. I've already done every single stage, so now I get Dollhouse mode where everything's so much smaller, or anti-gravity, or bounce mode, which I don't know what that means, but you know, we'll pretend. Let's see what my Oculus is on actually. So, my Oculus is literally right next to me, so I'm gonna put it on my head. It's on my head. I can't see the microphone, yeah. Right, it's on 91%, so I'm gonna go play with it. I'm gonna go play. When I say play with it, that sounds wrong. Anyway. Oh, one more thing. I got a deluxe men's grooming kit. This was like kind of for Christmas, but I was gonna have it on Christmas, but I did it early. Because I was there when I got it for one, and I needed a shave for two. I don't like the electric razor. My hair's already growing back. But I don't like the electric razor. But there's like a hair cutting thing that I have to use, but I might start cutting my own hair. Might. Like, you know, shave the back. Like, that's all I have to do, shave the back inside, and then get scissors and cut the top. And like, cut it kind of short. Right now it's kind of long. Like, I've only just got to cut it, it's kind of long. Because, yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go play Oculus. So yeah, bye. So, I'm still having this, by the way. And welcome to season 4, episode 1. On the last episode, well, not the last, well, it was the last, no, the Christmas episode. There's another episode after the Christmas episode. On the last episode, I asked the question, what did you get for Christmas? I only got one response to this question, but, like, no one sees them, I don't think. I feel like I forget to put questions on, so we're going to try and put the question on here. Someone remind me to ask the question. But I asked, what did you get for Christmas? And someone responded, and they said they got a skateboard and a band hoodie from their favorite, like for the favorite brand, which Fab-a-doozy. I don't want to have to respond to these questions, these answers, because I'd also, this is why no one like responds. Anyway, Sam. So happy you got a hoodie from your favorite brand. I'm so excited for you. And skateboard, sport. Yuck! I don't like sport. By the way, if you don't know, but is skateboarding even a sport? Hold on. Is skateboarding a sport?
Here's what I found from activeweekender.com. Yes, skateboarding is absolutely a sport.
Hate sports. Absolutely hate sports. Anyway, I'm gonna go. So I'll see you later, and I'm actually not gonna be live anymore on Twitter. So yeah, bye guys. Okay. It's been literal days since I last recorded, and I'm gonna get this out tomorrow. So I wanna finish it. I don't know how long this episode's gonna be, so we're gonna go on my phone. I'm on my laptop right now. We're gonna go on my phone and make the episode. Wait, it's already made. So, it's like 18 minutes long. Wait, no, 19 minutes long. And I have the most uncomfiest mattress in the world. I'm currently sitting on my bed. I'm not live on Twitter, believe it or not, I might go live halfway through. On Twitter, as you know, because I'm being really quiet, so I don't think Twitter would hear me. I'm thinking about making an aesthetic background. And then, whenever I do a live podcast, I'll have a nice background behind me because I'm probably going to sit on my bed for podcasts a lot. Because I feel like this just looks really nice. But I'd need a background because behind me is literally nothing. There's a wall, a blank wall. So I might have to shop some sort of anything. Back to the mattress. It is super uncomfy. If you watched the TikTok last night, for me, I put on how uncomfy it is in my bed, and I had to flip my mattress upside down because the springs were sticking through, and I kind of slept well after that. But now I've got a mattress. Now I've got a blanket on top of the mattress, and I've found a mattress that is supposed to be comfy to hopefully put on bed if I end up getting it. Anyway, I'm like, I keep looking at it because it is so cool. I saw one in August for 165, but it looks tiny because it rolls up and it like looks really small. I don't think it'll fit my bed because I have like, I always think my bed is a small double just because I could fit like three people in this bed. If we were to spoon, if we were to spoon, I could fit three people. If one of us was to lie, but you know, because of. If it was two people that was skinny, I think this is just because I'm literally underweight. I would fit two people. And oh my god, this is pissing me off. I'm looking at my wall and it's two different shades of grey. Never mind, 50 shades of grey. My walls, I think the worst thing you can do is paint your walls in the summer. I honestly think that's the worst thing you can do is paint walls in the summer. Because I don't know if this is anyone else. My wall, since it's been painted, has peeled, changed colour. Like it's done loads of different things. And it says painted, it had like a little lump in it, which I didn't mind the lump because it felt fluffy. It's still there, thank God, because it was like really nice. It's behind me, telly stuff, so it's all, like it's. I don't know if it's worn off the wires or anything, but it's still there.
What is it?
Thank God. After being listening to the
No.
useless hotline. But next to me door frame, it's peeling. But believe in that because we little secret, we might be getting new doors in the house. Well, upstairs, because the bathroom door, the handle's broke. My door, the latch is broke. Like the latch thing, you know the what's it called? Where like you know you shut the door, it goes into that thing. Well, mine's gone. Mine broke. The cupboard, if you ever saw my upstairs, you know, next to my door, I have another door, but you know what? It's not a room, it's not like a big room, it's literally a cupboard. That one's bottom hinge is bent, so like now the door shuts properly now. Like it never used to click or anything, now it like clicks, you can hear that the door's shutting properly because I think that door's too small. And yeah, and then mum's door's okay, and my sister's door's okay, and yeah, my door frame is also falling to pieces. The really old doors are the original doors to this house, I think, so obviously they're gonna fall off. I'm obsessed with the round doorknobs. The only thing I'm not obsessed about with them now is because if you open my door a little bit too hard, because my wardrobe's behind it, I hate how I feel like it's gonna dent a circle into my wardrobe. It hasn't yet, but I'm hoping it doesn't, because I like my style room. I was literally last night thinking about my room. I was like, I love the style of my room. The one thing I wish I had, well, two things I wish I had. Well, yeah, two things I wish I had was another bedside cabinet that I could put next to me TV drawers, like what my sister has, which you haven't even seen my sister's room, so I don't know why I'm like saying that. Because she has the same cupboards as me. She got them after me. She got them recently. Anyway. And then a chair in the corner. I got visit a chair and I found a really comfy chair. Well, it's an Urban Bargains, but it's really expensive. Well, not really expensive. It's like 100 and so on. Why is that part of my wall now peeling? That wall was literally, I wouldn't say the only wall in this room now that isn't peeling, well, there's two, is the wall with, if you've let me write my room, it's the one with the wardrobe on. The one with the wardrobe on. That has, well, there's two with the wardrobe on. Both of them ones with the wardrobe on. Because the one the door's on, that one isn't peeling. Just the one that's, oh, what? There's nothing on that wall, so I can't even see anything. The two with the plugs on. I have two walls with the plugs on. The plugs face each other, kind of. Because they're not, like, straight in front of each other. That plug is in the middle, and this plug's in the middle. Oh, I could actually show you where the plug is, because there's a line. There's a line where... I don't know, was it wallpaper or something? I don't know what it is, but there's just a line. That's where the plug is. Because the wall separates or something. Anyway, yeah. It's really weird. I feel like my room is really, really, really bare now, like the walls. Because Christmas is done, isn't it? The only thing that I have, well, the only things I have that Christmas is behind me telly. I have the wreath that was on my wall and the light. And then I have the little, if you watch me home and bargain haul, where I get that little Christmas tree with rhinestones on, that's still in here. Me Santa hand wash is still in here. Me blow up Santa's still in here. Me blow up candy cane, which is never saw. Because it was behind my Christmas tree all the time, because I had no way to put it. All my Christmas stuff is under my bed as well, or in my drawers, because I had candy cane lights. Not candy cane lights, what are they? Like, sweets lights. Like, wait. What's it called? Red swirl candy. We're gonna put candy because I think they are American anyway, so. I think they're strawberry twist kisses. What are they? Yeah, 50-piece Christmas. I found them. Red and white sweet door window decoration. But what are they called though? Christmas lollipop swirl. Are we in a lollipop? They're not even lollipops though. What is it? Oh my god, that's gonna piss me off now. It like looks like a lollipop swirl twist, but it's not thingy. I forgot what they're called. Peppermint. Sweet, buddy, peppermint candy. We're gonna do candy because I swear down they are American. We're gonna see what colors they are. Yeah, peppermint candy circle. They're them. They swirl around and they are so nice. I mean, I got the same ones as me, and she's gonna keep them up all year round. Yeah, I had all these ideas for when my room was not Christmassy, and not, well, one of my ideas changed, where I'm gonna share that box right now. Don't, my mum's shouting me, hold on, I'm not gonna, anyway, Sadie, text me, I love Sadie, I love how, I didn't even squeal that, Sadie, text me, my mum's text me, no one else has texted me, that was sad. Anyway, so where I want to put the chair, the only idea that stayed the same is I said ages ago when I wanted an Xbox, I said, if I get an Xbox, I'm going to put it at the side of the cupboard, because I didn't want behind the cupboard, behind the TV, because my old Xbox was behind the TV, and because the TV is hot and the Xbox gets hot, you're blowing hot air on each other. So that went well. But then, yeah, like, I never used to get temperature ones, but I never used to use my Xbox that much, but it would still get hot even though I wasn't using it. And, yeah. Anyway, so then, when I sold that one last year, I didn't tell you where I sold it. We were gonna get a dog. We were going to get a dog. And I said, me and my sister were going to sell stuff to get the dog, because we were going to pay for it. Well, she was going to pay for it, and she wanted me to sell my stuff. We sold my PS4 and my Xbox. Nothing of hers. So I was the one who was losing stuff. And I sold it. I got 80, I think it was, for the PS4. I have to go on Google and find out. It was on sex. CEX, some people call it. I'll find out right now. Hold on. Let me go on sex. I mean, have you saw the ad where it literally says sex? Oh my god, I'm like craving it. Terry's. I don't know if this is craving, but I can taste it. Terry's chocolate orange. It makes me really want chocolate orange. So that would be work, but I can taste. I really want a Terry's chocolate orange right now. So if you know where I live, please bring me a Terry's chocolate orange. I'm gonna tell my mate because she's in speak right now. So Alaska, even though it's the middle of the night. Anyway, what am I looking for? Xbox One. By the way, I gave it with not the original controller. I gave the blue a blue controller, which was really nice. And he still, well, last time I went there because it was the Windows one, it was in the window thing, like not on the outside, but like in the inside. You could see the controller. I knew it was mine because it was when I got it was stained, like the things were stained, like the parts that were supposed to be blue were stained a little bit. It was there. It was still there. And I was like, "Oh my god, if I'm not gonna sell it, I want that back." I think my Xbox is still there. So they buy it for 51, but I don't even think I got 51. I think I got less. I give with Kinect and everything, and I didn't get 51. I got like 40. That's weird. Like, because on the internet, it says, oh, we buy it for this, but it doesn't say what to do, how to do it. Like, you're like, because the back of the controller has a no, wait, that's a lie. I give two controllers and one at the actual, the blue one had its actual back on it, and the Minecraft one I had the charger things, you know, the ones, the white things, like, or the black ones. You can get black ones. I just had the white ones. You put it on the back and then you put it on the thing. It had one of them on, which I might get some more of them for this Xbox, except for the fact that I don't know where I put the back of the Xbox controller because I like the back of this one. Oh my god, if you have a Series S. Will you do this for me? If you have a Series S Xbox, will you let me know as well? In the Spotify, if you have Apple Podcasts, then you best listen to this on the Apple Podcast because you can leave reviews and you can leave this. Is my Xbox, well, is the Xbox, is your Xbox One S got a message that says on it, "Hello from Seattle"? On the back of the, on the bottom of the Xbox, it says it for me. And it, on the, in the controller, so I don't have to tell you know if it's a real controller or if it's actual Xbox, like what's it called? Oh my god, they're in me Duracell, the Duracell batteries that came with it are in a different language. Anyway, yeah, but it says "Hello from Seattle," and I love the click of the button sound, like when I turn on the Xbox, it goes bloop. It's funny. It's funny. How much would the but I really want to know this race. See how much you buy is that? But wait, how much would they buy an Xbox Series S for? Not saying I'm gonna sell it because I'm not gonna sell it because I really like it. I use it all the time. 57. That's not even more. That's like 6 foot. I thought that was a hair. I have a crack on my phone. These stupid Magic John Screamtexters, honestly. I have, like, I don't know if it, I don't think, I don't know if it's a real Magic Johnson because I don't remember about getting it. I didn't even remember it was one of them ones with the privacy thing on. But they crack literally so easily. Like, my phone fell on its face and then, like, it didn't even crack, and then the next day it was just with a crack on it. And, like, literally, I was on the phone to me and it fell. Oh no, I was watching something on my phone and it fell onto its face. The crack was not there. And then the next hour, the next week or something, I noticed and I was like, what the actual fuck? Why is it like that? Can you still get Kinects for Series S? I want to know that. Xbox Series S Kinect. I don't even know what you need to connect for. The Kinect and the Kinect adapter have been discontinued, but you can still use. But the sensor is not compatible with Series X or S. Oh my god! Wait, so what is the Kinect actually for? Mine used to be like, a thing. At least have like a thermal camera on it. Like you could go into settings and just use thermal for whatever reason. That's weird. Anyway. I had loads of ideas. My other idea was to put me cabinet in the middle of the wall and then get me TV put on the wall. But now I'm thinking I'm going to keep the cabinet where it is and put the TV on the wall where it is, because under the TV might go in the middle actually. Because it'll piss me off because it wouldn't be in the middle. But then the Christmas tree, that's going to be my thing. Oh, we are throwing away a Christmas tree. Not my one. I have two in my room. Is that weird? I have two Christmas trees in my room. I have a green one and a white one. The green one is small. It's smaller than the white one, but that one is like this. What that one's like quickly was up, quickly was down. That's what I'm gonna use if I do like a Christmas and summer thing. Because Colleen Ballinger, like when she was vlogging in 2020, she done the Christmas and summer, and I won't do that. So that would be the tree I'd use for it, not the big white one, not the white one, because the white one is like you put every branch in separately, all that, and I love that tree. But the green one's just you put it in the legs, you put the pieces, you put the top, you put the bottom, middle, and top together. But the top on the white one, by the way, is like already on. It's not like you take it all off. Like each branch is individual. But then the green one's just it's or you just have to put it into the thing and the branches fall down. You don't have to separate them all. And on the box of my Christmas tree, right on, it shows you I've actually put it up, and everyone's been putting that tree up wrong. And I put it up right. I watched this on TikTok. I put it up right, and I was like, oh my god, that's gorgeous. I wanted to talk about how people pronounce words differently. Because I came across this video, right, on TikTok. And it said, on one of the comments, it was a video. I know what it was. It was a video about what Americans call paracetamol. So if you're listening in the US, paracetamol for us is what you call hold on. Wait, I have to ask Siri. What do Americans call paracetamol? Because I didn't save the video. So, paracetamol is the UK version, and acetaminophen or acetaminophen is the US version. And that blew my mind. The person that made that video is Vinny Thomas, by the way. He's on TikTok and he's obsessed with Disney. And he literally laughed so hard about that. Then one of the comments was in. Wait, I mean, this is the country that calls. So, I don't understand this. So. One of the comments are, I mean, this is the country that calls aluminum aluminum. And that's how I say it. How are you supposed to say aluminum? Like, how is I'm gonna Google translate that because that makes no sense at all. Like, actually, how are we supposed to say aluminum? Aluminum. I'd laugh if it was, but I swear down it's spelled aluminium. Aluminium.
Aluminum.
Aluminum? So how are you supposed to say it? In Welsh? Vondigabguk? Just saying, I've always been to Wales. I've been to Wales my whole life. I don't live in Wales, by the way. But I've been to Wales a lot. And I just learned that you say, la if you've ever been to land or no. Landudno, Landudno. If you've ever been to Landudno, it's not actually pronounced Landudno, it's pronounced Llandudno. That's me talking Welsh there, by the way. Well, and then there's a train station. What's the name of that train station? Rail. I think it's Rail. It'll still pop up. It's funny. It is really funny how you say it. Like, because it's this big long word that you don't even know. You don't, like, know at all. what, what's it called? Wait, is it real? Or is it Taiwan, isn't it? Not real. If you go to Taiwan, by the way, you can walk to real. You don't have to go, like, by the Taperins or whatever they call it, now the Funland. You can go to Knightley's. Knightley's is a fun fair. A fun park, even. With an arcade, a bar, a cafe, outdoor bar, at the beer garden thing. There's a family room for the kids. There's the arcades for the kids. There was a bingo, and right now they're building something where the bingo was. It was bingo. Then it was the prize shop. Well, it was always the prize shop and the bingo, and then it was just prize shop after COVID, and there was a few arcade games in there, and now they're remaking it. They're making it to something else. If you go on Knightley's Tower on Facebook, you can find out all about this update and what the Milton. It's not been revealed by the building yet, but yeah, they have VR as well in the arcade. I have a VR, so I didn't need to do that. Anyway. Taiwan train station. You can go on the beach, they don't know the beach. And when you go up the first stairs, there's a gate. And if you go through that gate and walk right the way down, you get to real eventually. Wait, is it not pronounced Taiwan? Do not even tell me, because it's on New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, guys. Taiwan train station. I know what it's called. It, like, at the end it goes, remember, train station Wales. Or probably could still change it to Taiwan. Wait, is it pronounced Taiwan? Arriva trains? I love Arriva so much. Remember that time I lost my phone on Arriva? Like, my old phone? The iPhone XR. Remember that time I done that? No, I don't even use the XR, I use the iPhone 11. And the SE. The first generation SE. I've been everywhere. Anyway, what's it called? What was I saying? I forget, because I opened TikTok. I do not know what's the bottom podcast, but I need to finish it today, so I'm going to try not to stop. Did I tell you that I have to use as I'm using my mattress, and I don't know if I haven't told you already. If I have, then you're getting to know twice. I flipped upside down last night, and I had to pretty okay sleep. This was at 5 a.m. by the way, that I flipped the mattress. I was awake till 5 in the morning, and I woke up at 11, and I thought I was gonna wake up at 9, so thank god I woke up at 11. Anyway, I woke up, no wait, I decided at 5 o'clock in the morning I'm flipping my mattress upside down. Like, after not sleeping, I was like, I'm flipping my mattress upside down, because a spring was in me, so I was like, I'll just flip upside down. The spring is this side, so I'll flip upside down, and the spring will not hit me anymore. I did that. I slept. Today, well, my bedding's been washed, and it's back on, well, my sheet's back on, I haven't put anything back on anything else, because I'm a lazy bastard. And thing, yeah. So now I have a blanket on it, on top of the mattress as well, a double blanket as well. And I thought, I'll put it on and I'll fold it, because if you fold a double blanket, then it's a single. That didn't work. I think I put the blanket on the wrong way. Is it? It might be a single blanket. It might be a single blanket. Because if I folded it, it wouldn't even go. It would only go like halfway. Not even halfway, I don't even know. But I still have it on, and it's comfier. And yeah. Oh, someone's just come out the room. So I have a question for you. When you sit in the car, or when you sit, you can answer this wherever you want. Wait, what was I saying? Oh yeah. So I was sitting in the car before, and I realized this because I was going to ask me about seeing my brother who's just had an operation on his leg. It took literally 5 years to get down the stairs. He got his operation, was it yesterday or the day before? I'll tell you about his operation after. Unless I don't think I've already told you. I think I told the vlog, which I haven't even edited yet, because I ran out of storage on yesterday. Anyway, I went to go see him, and I was in the car, and I realized, like, do men have a pelvic floor? Because I swear that's what my, or is that the tailbone or whatever? I'm gonna Google that because whatever it was, whatever it is, men have pelvic floor. Okay. So, apparently, men do have a pelvic floor. And it's like something sexual. It's like helping with sexual stuff. Anyway, but whatever bone is there, like, literally on top of my ass hurts when I sit down for too long. I'm literally sitting down right now and it's hurting. It's like kind of like an excruciating pain, but I am used to it, so it's not like as bad as like a toothache or something. Which in 2020, it was toothache after toothache after toothache for me because I asked a Sour Patch Kids. When did Sour Patch Kids come to the UK? Because it was like my first time trying them, or like second time trying them, and it, oh no, it was Skittles Giants actually. I had this Sour Patch Kid after it. Anyway, a giant Skittle snapped my tooth. So this was when Giant Skittles first came out in 2020. It snapped my tooth. I think I stopped the hole, hold on. It healed, so thank God. I can actually chew there, but it feels so weird to chew there, so I only chew on one side of my mouth. So right now, I have no holes in my teeth. My bottom teeth are gorge. I'm gonna tell you about another tooth as well. After this as well. So in 2020, I had a tooth that was chipped. It was horrible. It felt horrible on my tongue. It was pushing my gum out. It was horrible. Because I did look after my teeth, by the way, and it was filled in, but the filling came out. I've only just had it removed recently. Only just had it removed. So this segment ends in 10 minutes because I've been filming for 20 minutes. But anyway, this tooth would hurt a lot, and then that what I got over that one, got over it. It stopped it, and I could chew on it and everything. I was just used to it, and then. This it was good because I, this was just before bed, I remember, because it was hard to eat pizza on that side, and I didn't want to eat on the other side because I knew it was chipped, and I didn't want to start it in badly, but that tooth that was chipped was hard, badly hard, if I was to eat on it. I remember right after it snapped, I had a Sour Patch Kid, and the Sour Patch Kid was like acting like a filling for it, and it would hurt, and it was like gums, like a gummy stuck in my tooth. Anyway, back to my story about the eating pizza. So on that day, I had pizza on the other side, on the right side, which I still continue to only eat on because I'm not used to chewing on both sides again, and I don't know when I'll be used to eating on both sides again. I can't wait to be used to eating on both sides again because I'm so excited to be on both sides again because I love having my teeth so well. Like right now, I have to use sensitive toothpaste because my toothpaste that I like using is in my nan's, and I keep forgetting to get it. And my toothbrush because I saw it there on Christmas. And I forgot to bring it back. Anyway. I had this on that side, and it was felt so much better. And then just recently, this was in 2022. It was, I don't know if I don't know if you remember the picture that I got. It was just after my birthday. It was the 26th, so it's the 2 year like anniversary of eating on my right side again. I got the part that was hanging out, which I didn't even know was still there. I got it took out. It was removed. It fell into two pieces, I remember. But it fell out, and I was asked if I wanted to keep it, and I said no. It caused me too much pain. I didn't want to have memories of all this pain I went through. Why is that person there looking at my PE teacher? That's weird. But when it was stuck out, I was like relieved, and the tooth that was chipped because of a giant skittle, that's come back. What was that filled in? I don't remember. I never look, because now doctor's fillings are white. Because if you look at my mouth, I probably still have an old one, from years and years and years ago. That probably will fall out soon, and I will need to get replaced. I still have the black ones in my mouth. I have a tooth that grew back, and it doesn't have a filling in. Like, at all, does not have a filling in. Which, is that weird? Like, I have a tooth in my mouth that should... Like, wait, no. Because I swear down, you get fill... I swear this is normal. You get fillings on your back teeth. Because I've always grew up having fillings on my back teeth. And everyone I know has fillings in the same place on the back teeth. And I remember the tooth I got took out. Why did that get took out? It was causing me like loads of pain, that's why. So I had to get took out. I remember throwing up so much that night. But I had to get took out, and now it's back and it's fine. I doesn't need a filling or anything. You know what else? You know, I need to relax. If I was on Colleen Ballinger's podcast right now, this is what would need to relax. Every night I get tooth pain. But it's not a bad one. It's literally just when I'm going to sleep, my teeth are like, okay, right. I think it's because they're dry, because I don't drink right before I go to bed. So I think they just dry out, and then they're like, okay, well, I'm going to hurt for a little bit. Don't mind me. Just going to hurt. Like, not even excruciatingly. So I don't know why I'm trying to make it dramatic, say excruciatingly painful. Not even that bad. It's just, I'm used to it, so I just know when it comes, I'm like, oh, it's going to go. Like, in a minute, so I'll be fine. I am always fine. I always know it's going to go. And I know how long it's going to take for it to go. It's literally there for like 5 minutes. And it goes. And I just watch TikTok or something. Just while it's there. One thing I don't do is think about it. Like, if I'm getting a toothache or anything, I don't think about it. I don't even acknowledge it. I just try not to acknowledge it. Like, I know I've got a toothpaste. I've got toothache coming. I'm like, I just won't think about it. And I just won't even notice the fact that it was hurting. It's hurting. So right now, it could be hurting. I just don't remember. I just don't care. Yeah, I'm just used to everything now. So, yeah, and I have these sweets in my room that every time sometimes when I eat them, it feels like something hard has just come up my mouth. And it feels like a tooth. So every time I have to check it, I just know that one time I won't check, it's the day a tooth is gonna come out. I have a dentist appointment soon as well. Isn't it in January? Isn't it January? Like 26th? I can ask it. There you go. Insane. If I get told I need braces, I'm literally saying no. Like, give it a few more years. I'll let them naturally grow into their own place. If that's how it works, I'll be like, I'll just naturally let them grow into their own place. And if it gives them a year or two, and if not, I'll sign up and get braces. But if they do, I'm not getting braces, because I do not want braces. I'll get a retainer. I'll literally say, just put me in a retainer plan. Just like, I'll just say to the orthodontist, can I just get one of them, because I do not like the thought of having metal in my mouth keeping my teeth straight. Because my best friend Sadie has some, and she talks about how they scrape on the gums and everything, and like how it's gonna hurt when they come off, and how they hurt when they first go on. I literally when she first got the bottom ones, I witnessed her in pain after it. I felt so bad, and I just do not want that in my mouth. Like, I do not even care if I don't have like the straightest teeth. My bottom teeth are straight. Like my bottom teeth are so straight. But my top teeth are just growing weirdly. So I'll just get turkey teeth. I'll go to turkey and get teeth. And basically I'm tired. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. So what else can I talk about? I got sweets from a person on TikTok. I think it was just no, I it was after no, it was before I filmed the last episode of this podcast for season 3. Well, the second to last, because the last one was just a catch up of what happened in season 3. It's on TikTok. It was I've already had all the sweets, by the way. Like, they're all gone. It was so nice. The only things I didn't like was the green bonbons. I ate them last. They tasted different. And I'd just say, if you can get like one full of sweets and sugar, don't get the chocolate, because as nice as it tasted, all I could taste was like the sugar off the sweets and the sourness off the sweets, because I had sour sweets in there as well. I love how I used to drive them for Christmas sound. Where's the people that? I forget where I got them from. Sweetify, wasn't it? Was it Sweetify? I don't want to tell you. And then it was Sweetify. My mum got 2 kg. I got 500 grams, and my sister got 500 grams, and we got a free 100 grams. That's not been out yet. That's in my coat pocket. The person that does it. The only drama is drama with the people. Wait, I'm going to put it in the next segment because I need to end the segment because I have 1 minute left on it. Right, this is drama with the person that, not the person that was making it, the person that was a moderator. Her name's Irene Moffat. Because if you go on Spotify, you can see her when she's live. She was the moderator for live, and she was pissed. Like, everything you would do, she was pissed. She, like, if you ask her something, she would mute you. Or, like, it was weird. It was horrible. It was shit. I ended up, like, I was on the live, and I'd done this for free. I answered people's questions because she wouldn't. She was like, anyone ask me about this, and you're getting fucking muted. I'm not taking it today. And then the thingy, the person, the woman that was doing the actual sweet, I wasn't even paying attention to the chat. And then she sort of went, oh, Irene. She went, Irene, bloody not taking any BS, are you? Or something like that. Or not having it, are you? And she pissed me off. I could not wait for this all to be packed. So I didn't have to watch it. Well, you don't have to if you don't watch it. I don't know if you have to watch it for it to be packed, because someone who weren't watching, they skipped. Like, actually full on skipped. So I don't even know if they've been, he or she or they or them, have been done yet. And they're off now for Christmas and New Year's. Which is just, well, I love how everyone's off for Christmas and New Year's, because you get to spend time with family, but this moderator got on my piss and nerves. You know what? We were asking her, where's Alicia in the queue? Where's Alicia in the queue? And you clearly see our comment, right? My mum was saying, where's Alicia in the queue? Where's Alicia in the queue? She got muted. Like, that Irene, the son of a bitch. Like, no offense, Irene. You're just a bit horrible to everyone. Literally muted my own mother. Was like, I'm not taking this today. She was asking a question of where she was in the queue. She was fucking curious. And she was like, muting her. It was absolutely absurd. Like, what the fuck? If you're going to be a moderator, answer the fucking questions. I was like, I should be a moderator. I went, can I be a moderator? And she went, no. Too many of us. There was two. That's not too many. There was two people being a moderator. And only one of them were doing their actual fucking job. And she kept getting asked, how are you a moderator? Because you're literally the most horrible person here. How are you? How are you chose to be a moderator? And she went, one day I was just watching live and I asked if I could be a moderator. And since then, all moderators have come through me. And I was like, and was there an interview or something? Because you're horrible to everyone. She literally is a bitch to everyone. It's like, literally, she's like so horrible to everyone. That was like so rude as well. Like, people are like, how the fuck are you the moderator? Like, you're so horrible. And I question it too. How the fuck was she a moderator? Because she was honestly so rude. She put in, people were asking about Prime because she sells Prime. And went, anyone who asks about Prime is getting fucking muted. And I was like, what the hell? It was a question. And someone asked about Prime, and I tagged them and said, because I knew the answer to the question because she'd already said it, right? She only said it once, by the way, and the chat's go by really fast. So you didn't have time to look, but I saw it. And then when someone asked, I tagged them and was like, this is how much it is and everything and like all that stuff. I literally said, I literally went, how much is Prime? I told them how much it was, what you get with it, because you get Prime and a few more things. And then, where's Audrey? I had to look up at the website, which the really nice woman that was literally by herself packing orders, calls the W. She goes, did you order on TikTok Shop or the W? And she went, do you want some chocolate nibbles? Like, that's how she did. She went, do you want some chocolate nibbles? I love chocolate nibbles, by the way. And no offense to her, I love her. She's packed our orders. She's so good packing the orders. She's packs them to the brim. Like, mine came overflowing, and any extras that come in the bowl, she puts in a separate bag and sends with it, like a free one. And she gives free orders to anyone that orders either, if you order a 2kg or your order is over £16, you get a free thing. But that iron was horrible. I do follow her on TikTok now, like right now. She has 207. How does she even have 200? Okay, now she posts Prime. She posted Prime. She posted on Christmas. Oh my god. We're gonna talk about next. Literally, I've just watched a video. The Every warehouse is full, and I've saw an Every driver is robbed. Packages and everything, so I wouldn't even recommend ordering from them. And if you order on TikTok Shop, I think every order on TikTok Shop comes with Every. So I recommend not ordering from TikTok Shop if it's an Every order. I reckon order from the actual website. If it's only available on TikTok Shop, or if you only know about it on TikTok Shop, ask the creator, is this available anywhere else? Like, is there a website? Is there a store on eBay? Is like a storefront on eBay? Is there a storefront on Amazon? Can I get it anywhere else other than TikTok Shop? Because I do not want to order with Every. Because people are robbing every delivery driver is getting. I mean, Every is in the brand, by the way. The delivery drivers for Every are stealing things. Things aren't coming out at all. Try and order with, if you're in the UK, order with Royal Mail or UPS. Do not order with Every because it will not come for ages. The only thing we have from Every in this house is me. Sister got her boyfriend a Christmas present with Gatorade in from America, and it came with Every, and it came proper at the right time and everything. And then I saw the thing about them robbing everything and things had to be resent out and everything. And yeah, so try not to order with Every. If you do order with Every, you've been warned from so many people. Maybe read Every reviews first before you order with TikTok. Please, please, please try to order with something else. Like, if there's an option, if you can order from anywhere else, try an order from anywhere else, because it's just such a better idea than ordering with Every. because it might not even come. Anyway, if I thought about my drinks fridge on here. I don't think I have. We have a drinks fridge in my house. It only just came, really. We have a drinks fridge in this house now. Well, the fridge, if you watch me old TikTok, if you watch me old YouTube, please, if you watch my old YouTube, you would have already saw the drinks fridge. It's the fridge that used to be in the kitchen, but then we got another one. So we put the one that was already in the kitchen in the dining room. This is like ages, by the way. It would have been easy to get a bus in there. It was like literally driving the bus. Because it was massive, and we had to lie down on the floor and push it a little bit in the safest way, obviously, and then pick it back up and put it in its place, which it is in now, with drinks inside. And it's got water. My mum buys green milk now, but I like blue milk. I don't like green milk. So in there we have blue milk. We have blue milk and water and Fanta and Dr. Pepper at the moment and pineapple and we have pineapple and like a type of Vimto drink. And yeah. I absolutely love the drinks fridge. I just had the idea to do it. I can't even lie. I had the idea to do it. Just out of the blue, and we done it. And then it stayed with us ever since. This was only like a few weeks ago. It might have been last week I done it. But no, it was before Christmas. So it might have been, yeah, last week. It was before Christmas. It's nearly been a week since Christmas. And I'm really sad about that. It was a week ago today that my best friend Sadie brought my Christmas present for me, and the Apple Watch I'm gonna give her is an activation lock for not even my iCloud. I don't even know how. So we're either gonna get that fixed, or we're gonna get that fixed, or I'm gonna look for a cheaper watch that still works. Like a cheaper Apple Watch than the one I have, obviously, because I don't want to go out and buy like a brand new Apple Watch. Because as people said, we might not always be friends. As if I don't want to spend loads of money if we're not gonna be friends forever, which I think we are, because she's gorge. But I still want to spend loads on it. So even if I don't buy her a full on Apple Watch, she doesn't even care. She doesn't even care. She's like, I went doing Apple Watch, and she's like, yeah, she's really excited. And then I just had to tell her that. She's like, Jones, I can give it to you, and if you want, and you can get it fixed. And if you, I said to her, as well, I'll try and get it fixed. I'll try and get it fixed. And if I can't get it fixed, I'll try and get you a new one. Or if not any of them, I'll get you loads of other little things, which I'm going to go get little things for as well. And try and get an Apple Watch, because I feel so bad. But I also want to give her an Apple Watch, because she's been dying for one for ages. And I would feel so bad if I told her I was getting one. And then I didn't get one. I'd feel so, so bad. I literally cried that time when I found out it was like that. And I felt so bad. And we decided to go get more things for it. And I told her, and she was like, okay. She really, like, I was so dramatic about it. And she was just like, chill. I was like, okay. Yes, I don't know why I said then, but okay. I can't spell to people anymore. Like, is that weird? I can't spell to anyone at all. I had a friend in primary called Robert, and I literally still follow him on TikTok to this day. We stopped talking in August 2020, just before we went to new school. No, it was actually after that. I've just lied to the internet, because I remember going to his in my uniform when he had his uniform on. It was after school in year 7. So we broke up. Whoa. Don't even remember being with him. but we stopped talking for a little bit, and we started talking again. Only on TikTok for some reason. Like, I don't even know why. I don't even know why we stopped talking. It's just not in my brain, because I'm literally like this with everything. So, if I was to be listening, hi. I literally. I started talking to some people that I haven't talked to since primary. Wow. I started talking to someone called Elliot, who I went to primary with. I was in the issue with them. And, one day it was raining, like, badly raining. And we had to leave our car thing outside. And we asked the teacher, I think it was Miss Cornell. I love Miss Cornell. If you could bring it inside. And she said, yeah. I think she might be dead now. Because she was old and everything. So, if she is dead. If not, I don't want to predict that she's dead, because I feel like she's not dead. And I loved her so much. I say I love all my teachers. What's it called? I don't want to predict that she's dead. I feel like she's working somewhere else. Or I think she retired, actually. I remember. Because Miss Heffron used to work in the nursery before she got theatre. And I remember when Miss Cornell left. I was so sad. But anyway, we asked if we could bring the thing inside, and Miss Cornell went out. Miss Cornell, I don't remember if we went outside to get it or if she went outside to get it. But they kind of run off our cues. Like, if we want something or anything, they'll do it for us. Like, if we're hungry in nursery and we say, can I get a snack or something? Even if it's not snack time or anything, to say, okay, what do you want? Like fruit or something. Or jam on toast. They would make it for us and everything. It was so cute. Our kitchen was redone years ago. And I remember being smaller than it, like smaller than the cabinets, and now I'm like taller than them. I remember one day just walking into the kitchen, I was like, when was I taller than these? It was funny. I was like, I got so tall, when was I taller than these cabinets? It was mad. Like, mad. Insane. Insanity. It was mad. And I still don't know how I'm taller than them, because that's still weird to me. Sometimes I feel like I'm smaller, and sometimes I feel like I'm taller. When I go up to them, it just depends. This is why I think that, because the one with the kettle on is taller than the other ones. Because I don't know why, but I like that one. Where it's taller. That's why I put my laptop, because the plug's right behind. We have like 10 plugs in that kitchen, I have to say. We have one behind the microwave and toaster. Then we have two. No, it's not two. That's the living room. We have two right next to each other. We have three. Wait. So each plug has two on, right? So two of them. No, one of them behind the microwave and toaster. Then behind the air fryer, we have one of them, and then one with a single one with a cooker's go. If you live in a UK house, you know, where you have the cooker switch. Except for the cooker's not plugged into the cooker switch, because we don't have a cooker switch behind the oven. Ours and my nan's is capped. Like, you can't use it. It's got a cap on it, and you can't lift up the cap or take it off. You have to get someone to do that for you. It's kind of weird. But we have one of them. I vividly remember when we went to my nan's and we had to take, I unplugged their oven because I was doing it for her because we couldn't figure out how to do it. I remember this now. We couldn't remember how to do it, or we didn't know how to do it, and I was the one that done it in the end. Like, I got it off. It was, I remember, yeah, it was how you would take out a light bulb. If you didn't have a, if you don't have a screw in light bulb, you had to push and twist. It's that one. I have a screw in light bulb. I used to have a push and twist. They were pissing off. I hate them ones now. I love my screw in. Because if you have to screw it in like really, really tight, all the light went in on. And for ages, I lived without the light because I didn't have it screwed in properly. I did not know what was wrong with that. I'm gonna go soon because I'm actually getting tired. But what else can I tell about? Am I getting to black holes? I feel like they are. Because when I was before, it was bright outside. And I had to get closing only a little bit of light was getting through, obviously, because curtains, that's how they work, a little bit like through to the outsides. But it was keeping my room dark. I love that. I feel like I shouldn't have to cut that cabinet right up to the radiator. I feel like I should have some space for the curtain to go behind it as well. I kind of want to move my bed, but I have no way to put it. This is the thing. I currently have my bed like a few ways in this room. I need a bigger room. My sister has the big room. I used to have the big room. I wish I had the big room now. I would have a double bed and everything in there. She has a double bed in there. But I like how Colleen Ballinger's whole bedroom was. I really want my room like that. But I can't do that because obviously I have no room. And I'm with a fireplace. I put my kit by myself and it's not even up properly, so I'm surprised it hasn't fell. Ah, oh, that's the story time. I used to have a wooden kitten pole in the big room. One day I was sitting on my bed. I had my old Xbox for years. This was when I was about 6, 7. How old was I? How old was I in year one? Because it was in year two. It was in either year one or year two. I got an Xbox. My brother got me it. Because he got it the year it came out, and then I got it like the next year. So whatever year it came out, I got the next. I used to have an Xbox 360. What's that? Okay, why is my TV just made the noise that a fire stick would make if you were going scrolling through the apps? Like, what the hell? And my Fire Stick remote is literally so far away from me that my actual TV remote is just under my toes. But, like, there's space. You know what I mean? And basically, my good, my lights aren't straight either. My house isn't straight, let's just be honest. My whole house isn't straight. But the lights aren't like straight in a line before the next one. But my house isn't even built straight. It's built different. Like, different. It's because the row, these houses are horrible. I need a new house. I need everything there, don't I? My best friend's making get a new house and she has a spare room, so I'm going to live with her. Like, actually, we've already got plans for that. I keep getting distracted. Anyway, yeah, so Christmas is over and I'm sad about that. It's New Year's Eve now. It's like a weekend since, it's been a week since Christmas nearly. I don't want to go back to school. It's like literally like a few days. Anyway, as well, I think there's gonna be another pandemic. What do you guys think? Let me know. Let me know in the Spotify reviews, not the Spotify reviews, the Apple Music review, Apple Podcast reviews even. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, you can listen to this podcast and you can leave a review. Leave the review and answer these questions. Do you think there's going to be another pandemic or something like that? I think there is because now there's an unknown flu thing going around. And that's what happened when COVID came out, an unknown flu. And I've also saw this news where a new variant of Omicron, which was the latest, this is weird now, because it was the latest COVID variant, and now that's got its own variants. So Omicron has got, wait, was it Omicron? Yeah, because it was COVID, and then it was Omicron, wasn't it? And it was, because it was going down in things, we only got to Omicron. So there's a new Omicron variant that's going around as well. So wear a mask. I'm joking. In my coat, though, I actually do have a mask. And I went to my nan's and she has masks from COVID. I have a mask in my coat pocket because I put one on just for memories. But yeah. Wear a mask. Don't get COVID, guys. Omicron even. But yeah. There's things going around and it's horrible. Have you heard about that Roblox game? Bloxburg. I play that a lot. I still play Roblox and I don't even care what people say, I still play Roblox. I have Bloxburg as well. It's been bought for $100 million by the people that make Goat Simulators, and I made this this funny joke to me, mate. I said, oh, it's been bought then by them people that make Goat Simulator. We walk out of our doors in our third bedroom to just have a goat walking up our stairs. And then literally right after I watched that, said that's for even. I watched a video on TikTok where they opened the door and there's a goat there. Not on Bloxburg, it was on real life. There was a goat just outside the door. The bedroom, just wait at top of the stairs. Anyways, nah. Wait, was that what goats say? Wait, what the goats say? Or was it a sheep? I don't remember. So yeah, that came. Oh, it's funny, mate. Yeah. So. I've already made an hour. Wait, no, I haven't. Yeah, I have made an hour long podcast. I'm so proud. This is what I need to do, just film for the whole week when this one goes up. I'll start filming the next one. Whenever I can think about things. It's at night I can film because I get so productive at night. So maybe weekends I film and then post them on the weekday. Now, I don't know. After that, years now. Because I'm going to start filming on weekends because I can stay up late at night then. And then I have 2 days to do it, and then I can upload it on a Monday, or even film after school, and then get it on Friday, and then start all over again. Because right now it's a Saturday, isn't it? No. Right now it's because it's a Saturday, isn't it? Because it's gonna go up literally right now when I'm done. Yeah. So. Is there anything else? Pepsi. Coke. I got a Coke before. I took off the lid and I thought, have I done something wrong? Because the lid wouldn't come off. And on the lid, I didn't even read this. It says, I am attached to recycle together. Who isn't recycling the lid of a Coca-Cola bottle? You literally put the lid back on and put it in the bin. Why did they now need to attach them? That pisses me off. Because then I have plastic on up my gob as well. So yeah. Coke, please take them back off. I don't like it at all. Now if I buy a bottle of Coke, I'm going to have to get a glass as well. So if I go anywhere, I'm going to buy plastic cups. We're trying to get rid of plastic, guys. And now I'm gonna have to buy plastic cups to pour Coke into. Or I could buy a tumbler. Tumbler's for hot drinks, isn't it? No, it's not. And Colin Bond dress them for water and milk and everything. Anyway, yeah, so I'm gonna start taking cups out with me to put bottles of Coke in because they have attachable lids. or gonna start taking scissors out with me to cut off the labels and everything. That can't happen, because that is actually getting on my nerves. So yeah, anyway, I'm probably gonna go because I am finished with the podcast now for this week. I love you so much. Thanks for watching. I'm not doing the old outro or intro anymore, I don't think. Wait, have I done... What intro did I do? Oh, no, I've done the same intro. I was going to do the same intro, but different outro, because now that one's getting boring now, so I have to re-record that for next episode. So right now, you're just getting an already spoke. You're not getting an already recorded outro. You're going to get a live one. So anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. I love you so much. Remember not to order with every. Love you so much. Have a blessed... No, I'm not going to say blessed because I don't do God stuff. Have an amazing... I hope you had an amazing Christmas, for one. And I hope you have an amazing new year. I hope 2023 goes how you want it to go. And I have 29... I have 1 minute to finish this. It's just so intimidating. Hope you have enjoyed all your presents for Christmas. And I hope you all have an amazing new year. And I love you all so much. If you need to reach out to me about anything at all, please do not feel scared to. You can message me on Instagram, on Snapchat. My Snapchat handle is j.murphys.h. You can talk to me on there. You can talk to me on Instagram. You can talk to me on TikTok. You can talk to me about anything if you need to. I don't even know why I'm saying that, because I've never said it before. So yeah, if you need me for anything or anything at all, please don't hesitate to just message me and let me know. It can be literally about anything, even if your goldfish dies, or whatever. I love you all. Bye guys, love you so much.